This is Dabu 7. We have the Energy Department deploying helicopters over DC, scanning for radiological or nuclear irregularities, dirty bombs, anything that they can pick up as they're going back and forth, flying in this grid type of pattern over the area. If you don't know, most of the process here of the inauguration has been moved indoors because of the cold or the extreme conditions outside. But it seems the threats still loom. Now, there's only two helicopters that have the technology to pull this off in their arsenal. And as of right now, they're flying like around the clock. So, if anything was to happen in terms of nuclear, it would have had to have slipped past all of this going on, plus their teams that are on the ground sweeping the area. And again, this isn't going to happen outside in the mall, in the open, where it's happened all the times before. But this has a lot of odd similarities to Reagan's whole thing. Getting moved, also the assassination attempts, and all that. And Trump is also supposed to make this big statement in terms of the drones. If you're in the area, you're going to see a lot of aircraft and suspicious aircraft over DC, maybe even the mystery drones. But at this point, I think they're going to come out and tell you that this is all part of government stuff because they have FAA lights on them. The enemy would not do that. And other life would not be doing that. So it puts it squarely into the hands of our government. Now, we're supposed to be having more disclosure from here. That was promised. What they ended up dropping was this egg shaped craft that they're saying that they recovered. It was around 20 foot. They used a helicopter to do so. They released the footage, and they say that this is an NHI, non-human intelligent craft. And there's going to be more and more and more of this dropped in the coming weeks. So it looks like this is how it's going to go down in terms of this information. And Trump should be dropping an update on the drones and a whole lot more here in the next 48 hours. That is a look, though. It's some of the latest. If you're going to go to DC, there's no telling what you're going to see in the skies above it here at this point. Join me on the live streams where I cover this in greater detail and talk about a whole lot more Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern right here. Much love, y'all.